take time to create your content and schedule it if you can. There are certain platforms that you can schedule on, certain ones you can't, but you need to take the time. Because here's the thing. Again, like I talked about earlier, time will get away from you. You've got kids, whether they're in college or whether they're at home. Your month will get away from you if you don't plan it out.
Hello, welcome to Monetizing Mompreneurs Podcast, where I take you behind the scenes with industry leaders, entrepreneurs, moms, working professionals, and amazing people pursuing their passions and going for their dreams. And I'm your host, Linda Mendible.
In her 15 years of experience, she has worked with platforms such as PBS, CBN, TCT, Yahoo, including local television and print publications. She is presenting business and marketing, monthly marketing strategies for mompreneurs. And I'm telling you, I am sitting up, listening, and taking notes because this is an area where I struggle. So help me welcome to the stage, Courtney Richard.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much, Linda and Lori. Oh my gosh, I am so excited to be here today. So let's go ahead and do this.
So tell us a little bit about like what you do, how you help your clients, and what does a marketing strategy look like for mompreneurs?
Absolutely. So of course, just as Lori said, first of all, I'm a mom. Yes. I'm a mom just like everyone else here. My oldest child is 24 years old. So I have a son who's 24, a daughter smashed right in the middle. She's 18 years old. And then I also have my 16-year-old who's still home with us. And so almost empty nesters. But so I understand, I get the ministry and the business life and trying to market your business out there to be able to make more money, right? To bring in more money into the household. So whether you're single or married, we're going to talk about like some tips that's going to help you to be able to spread the word even more. But I am in ministry. I'm also in business. I have my own agency, which is a ministry and business. I basically help ministry leaders as well as business leaders do what it is they're called to do. And so I equip them through various tools and methods and systems, and also through coaching, website design, ghostwriting projects, just all the things. It's a lot. I do a lot. But really, really big on helping my sisters just get out there and spread the word about everything that God's called them to do.
Amen. Amen. So what is a monthly marketing plan? Like, what is that? What does that entail? You know, is it just posting things and you're like crossing your fingers?
You know, if I could say in a nutshell, it's a 30-day publicity machine that you're pretty much setting up for yourself. And I know we're going to talk about all the details of that and what that actually looks like, but I just really want you to get the concept. Everyone that's watching and listening in, is it's really just a way for you to spread whatever it is, your tools, your products, your services, everything that you're doing, your coaching, your mentorship, whatever it is that you're doing, to get it out there even more. But you're doing it with a plan instead of just saying, you know what, I know I need to do this, I know I've got some goals, but you're just kind of like throwing it and seeing it if it's going to stick. And so we're going to talk about like a clear strategy of how to go about doing that in a monthly way.
What would you say? You said it's like a marketing machine, like a publicity machine.
Publicity, yeah.
So what does that look like? You know, that publicity machine, like are we pitching, or is the marketing strategy like being on social media, being on, you know, all these social media platforms? Like what is the strategy behind it for that? Like, because when people think publicity, they think of like Forbes, you know, being on podcasts, being, you know, so what does that mean?
Yeah. So publicity, it doesn't have to be like that big of a scale, but it's really just having the visibility out there, like having you're the person, you're the owner, you're the business owner, you're the ministry leader, you're the CEO of that company. And so you want to make sure that you have the visibility out there for you as your brand. And so it's putting yourself out there. Of course, social media is the place to be, but also through your email list, through different interviews and podcasts. Like, honestly, the way to grow your business right now is through podcast interviews. Like, really being on other people's podcast interviews. And so that's a way to not only have the publicity, but also the visibility, because a lot of times they'll put your face out there, they'll let people know who you are, you know, they're putting it on their social media platforms as well, they're blasting it to their email campaigns, but I do their email list. But what I do want to share is I'm going to read this off because I just want to make sure that everybody gets these strategies. And so I'm going to share a lot of strategies right now. So here we go. I'm going to fire away. So here's the thing. Number one, you want to think about your goals for the next month. Like right now, when you're watching this, you are in the month of March. And so you really have to start thinking about, okay, April. You can't just like let March get away and say, okay, April's coming and I know I'm going to do all this stuff. No, start planning ahead. So think about if you want to have 12 more clients or you want to have, you know, 100 books that are sold next month. Well, you have to start planning now for that, for April, to be able to sell those 100 books. And so I want you to think about the next month's goal, not this month, let go of this month, do what you got to do. But I really want you to get in the mindset of planning for the month, because that's what we're talking about, monthly marketing goals. And the next thing I would tell you is to think about how many people you want to enroll. If you have a program, if you have a coaching plan or a mentorship program or something like that, you have an event, you need to think about, okay, how many attendees do I want to have showing up for this event? How many people do I want to buy my products or my services? And then you want to create that publicity strategy all around that. And so you know what that looks like for your audience. But I want to tell you also, we talked about social media just a bit, but I want you to really think about three social media platforms. Think about that. Three social media platforms that you can actually promote whatever it is that you're trying to get out in front of your audience. So for me, I love Instagram. That is where I like to hang out at. Facebook is another place. And also TikTok, y'all. TikTok is definitely, let me tell you, it's a great way to grow there. And so do not sleep on TikTok, but maybe you use Pinterest. Maybe you use YouTube. Whichever platform that you use, I would say choose three of them. And then make sure that you have those promos out there. For me, when I talk about visibility marketing, a lot of people tell me, oh my gosh, like I see you everywhere. And that's intentional. That is very strategic. And so I will post the same promo on Facebook, on my profile. I'll also post it on my page. I will post it in the groups that I manage. I will also post it in my stories. I will create reels. I will do TikToks. I literally take the same video that I've done that I'm going to post on the reel, I'll put that as a YouTube short, and I'll also use that as a TikTok video. And so I have these three places, and people will tell me, oh my gosh, like I saw you on YouTube today. I'm like, yeah. Oh goodness, I saw you on TikTok. Oh, I saw you on Instagram stories. And it's just like, it's this thing that's happening. And so you're getting this publicity out there. And so you're letting people know about your program. Before you know it, you'll have clients. Before you know it, you'll have attendees. You know, people will be signing up, like inbox me, send me the link. I want to attend. So you have to be very strategic, but you also have to make sure that you do it. So it's one thing to say, I want to do this. I want to promote. I want to let people know about it. But if you don't take the steps, then nobody's going to know. Right? So you have to do that. So think about those platforms. And the other thing I would tell you to do is to take time to create your content and schedule it. If you can, there are certain platforms that you can schedule on, certain ones you can't, but you need to take the time, because here's the thing. Again, like I talked about earlier, time will get away from you. You've got kids, whether they're in college or whether they're at home. You are a busy mom. And so you've got to really take the time to say, okay, let me see, how much time do I have on Wednesday? Okay, can I, like Wednesday next month, we're talking April, is that the second week, the third week of April? Think about it. But what you want to do is say, okay, if I'm going to block time to create my video content, I need to do at least about 3 to 5 hours in batches. So if you're going to think about, I want you to think about in regards to your topics, because even that can be challenging, that can be hard. So if you're wanting to get more clients in regards to, hey, whatever the product is, I want you to think about your own product or whatever your service that you're offering. I want you to think about, okay, what can I talk about? What three tips can I give? What number one golden nugget that can I give this week to my audience? You know, think about that ahead of time. So that way you can actually get on your clothes, because you have to get all these different tops, plan your tops. That's what I say, go shopping for a bunch of tops, because we're virtual right now and we're doing all these reels. But find your tops, find your wardrobe, schedule your time about 3 to 5 hours and do those videos, batch them out, and then get them scheduled to roll out. And you don't have to schedule them like literally on the platform. I think now Instagram is allowing you to kind of do that now, where you can schedule, which is great. Amen. Before they didn't do that. But try to schedule it and get it on there. That way you could be taking care of your kids. You could be cooking dinner or breakfast or providing snacks or doing homework. And your stuff's out there and you have that publicity, you have that promotion, you have that marketing going for you. The other thing that I want to tell you too is if you're a podcast host, because we have a lot of people that have podcasts, you really need to think about setting time aside to create the interview questions, of course. But if you're like, sometimes I do a lot, most of the time I do a solo podcast as a host. And so I have to, let me tell you something, the time it takes, okay, to create the message itself can take me about 2 to 3 hours. And so you want to block that. And so if you have 3 solo podcasts, you know, that you're going to be hosting, then again, you're preparing for the next month. So you want to make sure that you're blocking that time out so that you can record those 3 episodes and maybe have that interview with that person. Okay. So prepare yourself in advance. Think about who you're going to interview. If it's April, you need to start thinking about who those 4 people or those 3 people that you're going to interview for the following month. But plan ahead, start working on your questions. Believe it or not, your month will get away from you if you don't plan it out. And then, of course, create your promos around that so you can let everyone know that they're going to be, this person's going to be a guest, or this is a topic that you're going to be talking about. So plan ahead, definitely.
Yeah, amen. That's absolutely wonderful, because I loved every single one of those tips. And a lot of times when we're looking at like our marketing strategies, we're thinking like, oh my goodness, I have to do something this week. I have to do something this month, you know? And if you kind of feel like, you know, like getting a little bit panicky, you know, I love what Courtney is saying, like, hey, forget about this month. It's gone. Let's go for next month. You know, let's revamp. Let's see what we're doing for next month. Like for me, I am batching like a lot of these micro interviews that we're having in the Monetizing Entrepreneurs is also going to be, some of them are going to be on the podcast, right? Yes. And so you got to be really intentional. And like, I love to like find ways to multiply my content strategy, right? And that's, I think that's what you're kind of saying is like,
yes,
batch, make time for like when you need to do things, you know, like for me, I love batching. It basically, it frees up all of your time. You're going to tell your kids and your husband, listen, you know, have you seen that reel that there, like there's a sad song and the, you know, the kid and the wife or the husband is in the doorway and they get up and they close that door and they sit back down.
I haven't seen that one. You gotta send it to me. That one.
But anyways, that's in the works, but that's what you gotta do sometimes. You look, and then it's like a
and close up. That's right. Yeah,
close it out, you know, because, you know, it's just those sacrifices that you got to make. I know my husband wants me to do one of those with him. He's like, I want to do this one, Linda. I'm like, all right, we're going to do it, because he has his
own. Plan it out. Plan it out for next month. There you go.
Plan it out for next month. Like, so I love that. So let's go into kind of like a little bit deeper with the marketing, because I know I have felt it like, oh my gosh, how am I going to market? How am I going to develop content, right? How am I going to do that? So when is a good time to kind of like work on that, like sitting down to work on their hooks? Like we already know, like if they have, they're working for next month and they know like, okay, there's 4 weeks in that month.
Yeah.
Do they start like batching now, but they're holding on to that content and then releasing it there, you know?
What I would say right now is like right now in the time that we're in is probably what we're in, the first week of March, kind of sort of first week of March. And so right now it is Wednesday. So I would say think of next week. So Monday is you want to start thinking about how I'm going to sit down and create my content. Canva, what you can do is, for me, what I like to do is set a day and I block out a full day. I put on some headphones and music, like YouTube, like all the music, right? And I am just creating my content in that time. And I am jamming, but I'm creating reels, because you don't always have to have video reels. You can create like quotes and tips and points and things like that. So you can literally sit down and create just right at your fingertips. Like I say, just open up your laptop, get on Canva and start creating your different content that you're going to put out there. So any promos, any reels, any stories, things that you're going to do, you want to sit down in that time. If you have an event, pull in those pictures, pull in those images, create about 3 different promos that you're going to have for that event that's going to be coming up next month or the following month to start promoting on. And so just, I can't stress this enough, how effective and how productive this time is when you do that. If you don't, you're going to go into next month and you're not going to have a content schedule. You're not going to have content to put out there. You're going to be running around scrambling, trying to figure out what am I going to put out to my audience. And that's why it's so important to take that time, block that, like I would say a half day to a full day, and just go to work, put on some good music and just create. And before you know it, you're going to be done and you have 30 pieces of content. Mm-hmm. And even if you say, hey, I want to incorporate some actual videos, well, you have to plan a day to incorporate those videos. So again, like I mentioned, you know, change out those outfits. Maybe you might want to create 5 pieces of content, put out 1 video reel, which is basically, put out 4 reels a month. That's what I was going to say, as far as like you talking to your audience, like a talking head. The rest can be, like I said, those quotes, verses, you know, tips and things like that, that you want to do. But I would say block a day to just rapid fire those videos. Just put your camera up, get your lighting going, and just film that reel or that TikTok, right? Or that short, and then switch the top, go into the next one, switch the top, go into the next one. And then you have 4 videos, right, for the month. So you have 1 video a week. You can go more. Some people post every single day. If you can handle every single day and that's what you love, then go ahead and do that. But if you're going to do that, you need to at least consider blocking maybe 2 days out of the week. If you're going to double it up like that, 2 days out of the week to actually film. I mean, I've literally been filming at 1:00 in the morning. Okay. Filming reels and filming videos and filming teaching series, 1:00 in the morning, getting it done. But I'm telling you, the next month I can breathe because it's all finished.
Yeah. And I want to say that because I know that there's like 2 different audiences. There's one like, I don't want to promote this hustle, right? Mm-hmm. And there's another audience that's like, you know, laid back, I could do whatever, and I'm not hustling and, you know, ching, right? Mm-hmm. But this is what I have discovered within my own business. There's always going to be like sprints and marathons. And that's how you gotta kind of like look at it. Like for putting on this event, I had to stay up a late night to make sure that everything, I mean, we had a couple of hiccups, you know, we had some couple of glitches, like it's not always perfect, you know, but I knew, and I stood up to like, you know, like 1 in the morning to make sure that everything was all set for the event. But now I have content for a full month. You know what I'm saying? Like now I have all my content strategy already set. Like we have, you know, podcasts ready to go once a week. And I think like we sometimes as mompreneurs, we like, I gotta be every single day. If not, I won't get in sale. Everybody's saying every day you gotta sell. Start at 1 week, one day a week at a time, and then you can double that up because now you got the discipline that you kept that one day going. Okay, now let me add another day. And it'll look like you're posting every day a week, but maybe because you've disciplined your schedule, you know, that it, you know, and then if you have littles like me, I have a 4-year-old with me. Yeah. I do 3-hour batches, you know, mm-hmm. like 3-hour, and then she's like,
that's done. It. yes, I get it. Yes. But it's that planning ahead. We will be stressed out, feeling overwhelmed because we live in a world where it's like content, and content. It's video. This is the way it is right now, like it, with the current trends. It's video is king and content is queen right now. So you got to think about that. Video is is the top dog right now. But outside of that, you have to have the content. They're constantly telling you, push out the content. And it gets overwhelming when you don't have content prepared. And you may know this. A lot of people know, okay, I got to do the content. I got to get this out. I got to get this out. But you're not doing it. That's the problem. You're not sitting down. You're not planning for it. You're not creating it. You're not putting on those headphones and sitting down and doing that. And that's what happens when we say we want the business. We say we want the attendees. We say we want more books sold or more products sold. But if we're not putting in the time, then we're not going to see that happen. Or we're going to feel like, oh my gosh, why am I not making as much? You know, why am I not seeing as much coming in? Well, it's because you're not putting in the work. You're not taking the time. And that's why this is so important to plan ahead at least a month in advance.
Yeah. And, you know, for one thing, it's almost like some people make it look easy, right? Mm-hmm. You see professional, right? But they work at it to make it look that easy. So just work on it. Don't be discouraged once a week, you know, plan for next month, make it easy. Now let's talk about the marketing trends. You know, what marketing trends should we consider now in 2023, moving forward on to, you know, maybe even 2024, what are the trends that we should be considering?
Yeah. So some of the trends for marketing is one, I don't know how many people are on Instagram. Of course, Instagram is my jam. However, I do want to tell you to take advantage of when you're promoting, like say, for instance, you're doing a live, even if you're doing a Facebook live, but I want to speak specifically to Instagram live. So if you're doing a live and you're talking to your audience and you're talking about this topic, one of the things is to take advantage if you want more clients, more sales, things like that. Take advantage of, I'm going to give you a tool today that is boss. Y'all ready for it? I'm going to tell you. It's called Mobile Monkey Instagram Bot. And what this is when you're doing your live talk, you know how sometimes you'll say, hey, inbox me and I'll send you information. While you're talking, just say, for instance, you're talking to say, hey, I've got this great program, this service I want you guys to get involved in. Once I finish, I just want you to go ahead and just get with this because it's going to be so amazing, super, super helpful for you. But you don't stop your talk. You keep talking. You keep talking to your audience. It's live. And you tell everyone, type in the word service, and this is going to go right to your inbox message. I don't have to stop. I don't have to pause. It's going to go right there. And what that's going to do is, that bot, the way that you've set it up, is automatically while you're talking, everyone who's live, even if they're watching the replay, when they type in the word services, it's automatically going to go to their inbox message and they can click on and sign up for that event, sign up for that service, whatever it is. And so that is efficiency. And before you know it, you have people that are on your calendar or they have signed up for that event. Why? Because you've captured that audience. You've promoted to them right there, right then and there, right? You've marketed to them right then and there. It's live and they can take action right then and there, okay? So that is amazing and it works. Yeah. So again, Mobile Monkey Instagram bot for those who are on there. But even if you're on Facebook, utilize the bot systems that can respond for you. It's this, basically it's an autoresponder. And this is going to help you to grow your business. It's a machine. We're talking about publicity machine, but this is a marketing machine. This is people that are going to get onto your schedule, get onto your calendar, sign up for your event. So take advantage of that. That's going to be huge. The other thing that I would tell you is to stay abreast of the new marketing trends. I always do this right at the end of the year. I'm always looking to see, okay, 2024, what's going on? What's hot? We're in 2023. As it gets closer to the end of the year, I'm always trying to see, like, what do I need to be abreast on for the next year? Because here's the thing. If you don't, you're going to fall behind. Then you're going to try to start doing something in the middle of 2024, which is about to die out. Okay. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I thought this worked. Everybody was saying it worked, but you missed it. You missed it because you didn't jump on it right when it was hot. Right now, this is hot. What I just gave you is hot. Okay. I have seen it work. It works. It works. It works. So stay abreast of the current trends. If not, you're going to fall behind. Anytime a platform is giving you a new update, you want to make sure that you are following that. The other thing I would tell you is even with these trends, sometimes it works for others that it might not work for you. I do want to tell you that. Sometimes you'll see these numbers and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get 10,000 followers. And then you try it and it doesn't happen. It's okay. Keep going. Keep going. One day it may work. But again, stay abreast, do your homework, research, have a notebook, a marketing notebook is what I like to say. Continue to learn, continue to grow, and just take your notes and begin to apply that. The other thing that I do want to tell you about the current trends right now is, guess what? A lot of people talk against this, but it works. And this is ads. And I'm not going to go too deep into ads because I know someone's going to be covering ads, but ads do work if you're going to have the marketing, the publicity, the promotion, because if you want to get in front of not just your own audience, but you want to get some new audiences, a new client, not new audience, but new clients, are people buying your products? You have to do ads. I'm sorry, but you just got to do it. You got to do it. I'm sorry. Some people don't
gotta
like
play
it.
The game.
You got to play the game. You got to pay to play. You have to pay to play. And so what I would say is to create a budget. It can be anywhere from $5 to $7 a day. $10 is really going to get you there. But just create that. And before you know it, you'll have people that are going to your website, going to that link, clicking on the button, signing up for your programs, getting onto your email list so you can bring them a little bit closer to be able to sell to them a little bit later. Nurture, 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 and then boom, sell. But you've got to take advantage of that. And so what I would say, because I'm not going to get too deep into that, is to create a budget and get that visibility out there. And also put your face on there, please. Put your face on there so that people can connect with you as the brand and also as the founder or the presenter, the trainer, the leader, the coach that they're going to be connecting with. So that's what I would share. I can go on and on and on, but I know we have a time frame here.
No, yeah, we got some time.
Okay, good. Yes.
No, I mean, this is all spot on. Because I think people sleep on ads or they feel like it's not worth it. But you know what? It's also complicated. So we do have an ads person that is going to speak, and she's amazing. She's doing my ads. And we're doing kind of like a retargeting for our Facebook group. I'm like, you know what? I'll do whatever you recommend. You know? She's like, why don't we just do it for your Facebook group? I'm like, yes.
Yes.
There's other ways, of course, to grow your Facebook group, like organically and everything like that.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm just, you know, dipping in. What does it look like? What are people attracted to? Because there's also split testing with ads that you can do. You know, what That's colors right. are attracting to your specific audience, to the people that resonate with you, and you can split that test out. You can have two ads running. One of them has these type of colors. The other one has another different type of colors, and you can see what things are going for. That's when you already have your funnels in place. When you have certain things on your website in place, and you're ready to just fly. Yes. Definitely go into the ads, because when you don't know what you're doing, because I did it before, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm trying ads.
I
try different things. You know, I couldn't really read the metrics and stuff like that because no one walked me through it. I was learning it by myself, but we are going to have someone talking about it. So this is something that you do not want to miss when it comes to ads. Yes. Now, ads is part of your marketing strategy.
So
this is totally right on par. And one of the things that I will say is that, like you were saying, you know, video right now is really big. Cash is king, content is queen, video is king, content is queen, content will always be that queen. And if you think of a chessboard, it's moving in all direct. Content allows you to move anywhere in any
place.
Meet Edgar is what I use. And Meet Edgar, you can actually post onto Instagram, and you can schedule your post onto Instagram that you don't have to, you know, I can send you a reminder, a text reminder to post into Instagram. It's a must have for like automation. Everybody's thinking like, well, I don't have enough for this. I don't have enough for that. But I really recommend investing in automation before you invest in a VA. Get all of your SOPs, get everything automated, and then you can bring a VA for all the other tasks that cannot be automated, right?
That's right. Systems are huge. Fiverr, don't sleep on Fiverr as well. There's Upwork. You know, if people need help with that to create content, if you say, you know what, I don't know how to create this stuff, I don't want to create this, and punt the ball and delegate it off to someone else that can do it for you. The other thing that I would say is Canva. You can actually schedule your post in Canva as well for Instagram. Yeah, I did that. And I'm like, whoa. And it did well. It did great. I was surprised. But yeah, so just, you know, take advantage of all the systems and what's going to work for you. But again, plan ahead for the month before. So that way you're not stressed out. And I'm telling you, you're going to be able to breathe. It's going to work. It's amazing.
Amen. So
even for your ads.
And what?
Even for your ads. Same thing.
Absolutely. Yep. And What is a word of encouragement that you can leave our mompreneurs today?
Ooh, it's one of my favorites. I'll have to share this. Oh, guess what? Nobody's going to market your baby like you. Nobody's going to market your baby like you. It's just like nobody's going to take care of your babies for your babies at home like you. Nobody is going to promote it better than you. So don't rely on other people to push it harder than you will. You have to do everything. I like to call it the dog and pony show. I got to do the dog and pony show to get butts in the seat. I have an event coming up. I got to do all of these things to market it, to get these people to buy tickets, because some people are last minute buyers. You know, some people are, they just buy late. Okay. They're like right up on the crunch. And so we're working with procrastinators right now. Another thing too, there's a lot of options that are out there right now. So keep in mind, so you just have to be in the front of their minds, but you have to be out there. That's why the publicity is so, so important. That's why having a 30-day publicity machine is going to be awesome for you, because time's not going to get away from you because you're planning ahead. But at the same time, you're doing everything that you can to move your business forward, to move your business ministry forward, to get your products sold, to get more clients. And so you've got to, I know we don't like to say the word, but we got to hustle. We do. We got to hustle. It is a hustle. It's a business. Any of these successful businesses out here that you see, like Chick-fil-A and Amazon, they had to work to get there to be as successful as they are. And so that's what we got to do. That's what I encourage you to do. So plan ahead for sure, for sure. Go hard. Go hard.
Go hard. Yes, absolutely. Like, no, you do. You gotta take this seriously.
Yeah.
Stop thinking if you want to be full-time, stop thinking. Like, you gotta be in the long game. Take it seriously. Yes. You know, you're working for yourself. Take yourself seriously. If you want other people to take you seriously, but you're not taking yourself seriously, come on. Let's, you know, like, take right. this seriously. Like, you know, get disciplined. Get your schedules in order, mm-hmm. you know, shoot for next month, lay it out. Like, how is your month going to be looking like? And I already put in the link, plan ahead for the month for you and your family, scripture and prayer prompts, ministry, business, financial goals, and more. Mm-hmm. That's Courtney's planner. Get her freebie. You're hearing my daughter with my husband in the background.
That's okay. That's life happening. We're moms. We get it.
Yes, exactly. But get it. She will absolutely bless you. Obviously, I'm sure you guys so much from this talk. I know I did.
Yeah, and we have a question in the chat. Mm-hmm. Caprice asks, what are the automated systems to help schedule content?
Yeah, so one of them is, there's several of them. There's Planoly. There is Later. There's Hootsuite. There's one that you mentioned, Linda, as well. Canva will do it as well.
Meet Edgar. I did Hootsuite, and I transferred from Hootsuite to Meet Edgar. Love Meet Edgar because they do the recurring.
Okay.
You don't have to schedule every month. It does recurring. So it's good for my Facebook group. And they say to stay away from that for your Facebook group, because it doesn't bring that much reach, but people do post in there, people, you know, highlight in there, especially when you have new members coming in all the time. It just re-engages the group and re-engages the prompts. So it works for us.
Yes. And that's what I'll tell you. That's why I'll say what I was mentioning earlier is that sometimes what works for someone else and doesn't work for someone else, you just got to do what you know. Right to do, because it could work. Like you said, that works effectively for you. I've heard people say, don't use certain systems, don't do this. And then it works. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's working for me. Right. So you just got to kind of try it out and see what happens. But those are some really great scheduling systems. Another thing I would tell you is to schedule within the platform. If you're on Facebook and you have a group, you can totally schedule within the platform. You can go to your Facebook manager. On your page, if you have a page on there, and you can literally schedule out 30 days of content on there, and it will fire away for you. It will do it in your group as well. So just keep that in mind. And some of you are on Twitter. Another thing too, I used Hootsuite, and I would use them for my Twitter, all my tweets. So I would like send out like 5 tweets a day, but they were scheduled. So, you know, when I'm not a fan, not a big fan right now of Twitter, not because of anything. It's just, that's not my jam over there. I'm more on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok now. So that's why I don't post a lot over there. But when I did, it was like 5 pieces of content every day, but I scheduled them. There was no way that I could do it without having it scheduled.
Okay, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Because I would have to say all of the ad stuff like goes totally over my head. I'm like, yeah. I'm confused. You say $10 a day to mm-hmm. where, to what, which like, what should my ad campaign be? Yes. I get like all jacked up. And so then I don't do nothing and mm-hmm. that don't help.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, it's not that hard to do ads. A lot of people get caught up in, it's really not that hard. It's really having good copy. Also, another thing too is incorporating your link in your ad as well. Don't just rely on the button to do that, like, because people sometimes will miss the button. But if once you create all your copy, make sure you add that link inside of that copy, because most times once they finish reading that copy, they're going to click the link, not the button. So that's one thing. The other thing too, is making sure you're sticking within the guidelines of the imagery, like the picture that you're going to use, that there's not too many words on the picture. And then also looking at other ads and just kind of seeing, okay, what's working for them, and then create your own copy around that. Some people hire copy editors. You may have some copy editors or moms or mompreneurs who are copy editors. So you can get with them to see about them writing your copy. But it's also about just looking to see what else is out there and what's working. And if they have a lot of clicks and it's, you know, and when you click onto it and you see that all these people have signed up for this, that's a good sign that that ad is working well. The other thing too is I like to start on the lower side of an ad. So I would spend, if you're just getting started, about $5 to start. But what I like to do is set it for the month. That's what I do. I set it for the month. But what I do is I don't set it up like a set time and it's going to stop. I let it run. So it's an ongoing, it's a lifetime, considered a lifetime ad. And you let it run. But you know your budget. You know how much you want to spend that month. So if you're going to spend $5 a day for 30 days, that's what you got to think about. Then you want to make sure you set an alarm on your phone to know that that is going to end. And so you know that Facebook is going to be looking for their payout, right? But you also can let it run. If it's doing well, you don't have to stop it. Keep it going. Let it run. Let it keep going. And just know that you're budgeting for it, because you don't have to pay for the ad until it's finished, until you stop it when it's lifetime. If you schedule it, then what it's going to do is, if you schedule it, then it's going to stop and, you know, it's going to automatically take, you know, the money out that they needed. But if you just keep it running and it's doing well, you don't have to pay. You may spend $500 because it has gone for several months, right? You may spend $1,000 if it's working. Sometimes you can pause it as well. So pause the ad and then you can restart it, or you can start a brand new one for another month and just let it run. So like Linda was talking about split testing, see what works. But it's really not as hard, but it's very, very effective.
Yeah. The hard part is getting the copyright.
Yeah. Look at some samples.
Yeah. So if you guys are on Facebook and you're a copy editor, mm-hmm. You should be in the room at 2:45 for the networking so that we can, you know, so you can get yourself some clients.
Yes.
Right. That was great.
I've placed the link in the chat. Basically, I use a Chrome extension called Toby, and it allows you to group all of like anything that you're working on. So I group all of like for my clients, sometimes they ask me for scheduling tools. So I've sourced a lot of the ones that are there, and I've also added the ones that Courtney in that link. I should have put it in a freebie thing, but I didn't, but it's okay.
Yep.
No, but it's there for you. But get the Chrome extension. It's a lifesaver called Toby. It's absolutely amazing. And that's the link that's there. That's what it does. And then you can send, like, if you have links that you want to send to your clients, you can just group all of your links in one area and send it over. Sometimes if I have like all my courses that I invest in, right? Maybe you're going to get the VIP ticket because you're like, damn, this is really good information. I know that more is coming up, right? Then you can like group all your courses mm-hmm. and that Toby and have just one link that says all of your courses that you're logged into. Just organization is key when you're a mompreneur. Yes,
for sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Another thing real quick, can I share this? Also it's just like planner that you can have. And I don't know if y'all can see it, but mm-hmm. you see this, it's a dry erase and it's for the month. And so what you can do is write all of your, you know, if you have meetings, if you have, you know, events or anything that you have coming up or whatever, put this on here, podcasts, interviews, whatever, put it on here and then put it in front of you so that you can see that. Because you would be surprised, even your mom life, right? Even your me time, because you would be surprised how much things can get away from you. Or you're like, oh my gosh, snap, I didn't know I had to do that today. Well, it's in front of you. So, and you can all, and it's a dry erase. So you can always, like, if something changes, you can just, you know, get your little marker and, you know, just erase it off. But this is golden. So it's really small, it's compact, but it's going to help keep you on schedule. So I just wanted to share that little tip too.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. I'm like, Lori, are you going to come in? No, absolutely. No, thank you for that. Dry erase boards are like my BFFs.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
What are we I'm doing telling today? You to help. BFF dry erase is right there.
That's right.
Actually, it's so embarrassing. I was downloading that parenting planner. Yeah, I was like, what's in this parenting planner? I was like, let me take a look, because, you know, sometimes I need to be organized in my life.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Courtney. That was so, that was excellent. And
yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely.
I think that is just so vital. You know, we go out and network and we do our follow-ups and we get on social media, but the planning of it, the making sure that we're staying on top of it and that we're not, I mean, as business owners, we can spend so much time chasing stuff, right? Yeah. Just kind of reacting in reaction mode and planning mode. Okay, so let me say, that's when you know you're successful, when you're planning a month ahead. So thank you so much, Courtney. It was wonderful. Aww. Thanks
you're
for
welcome. Coming. Absolutely. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you, ladies.
Yeah, you've been an absolute blessing. Like, aww. super excited for people to like listen to more. I gotta get with you some more.
Yes. Thank you so much, Linda. I so appreciate you, sister.
Yeah, appreciate you as well.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a chance, stop by the website at lindamendable.com. Sign up for the Blog Cure, which is an awesome course that I created that will help you set up your blog or take your blog to the next level, and join us over at Monetizing Mompreneurs Facebook group. I just want to say again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.